Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. I was just listening to the news, and I thought, how hilarious, you know. Now you don't have to take your Ford back to the dealer. It'll roll away on its own.
Well, there's a whole bunch of problems with Ford. And are you talking, well, we reported months ago that they had a problem with their Super Duty axles. And somebody forgot to heat treat them, so they would break, and then you could put it in park on a hill, and it just, the wheel would roll off, and then the car would slide down the hill. Is that what you're talking about? The axle would just come right out of the axle house?
Well, at least they said on the news just, a minute ago that if you put them in park, they will just roll away on their own, and there's a recall on them.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it just said on the news. Anyway, if I heard it correctly, it said that if you put them in park, they'll just take off and roll on their own without you even having to do anything to get them back to the dealer. Maybe they're going to be like the old time, you know, crazy horses. If you had one that was real hard bound many years ago, you'd take your horse, and if you ever left it in the field by itself, it'd jump the fence or go right through a fence and go right back to the herd. Maybe they got herd bound trucks.
you know, Kyle, it's really serious. Ford is just falling apart at the seams. And the sad thing is, Ford actually was involved in making Sherman tanks in World War II. So there are, you know, several companies that made tanks, and Ford was one of them. And Ford made Jeeps. And so what happened was the parts were standardized. So, you know, the exhaust pipe, the muffler, the engine, the head, you know, all these parts were standardized. And multiple companies could make parts, and they were interchangeable. So you could have, you know, parts from General Motors, you could have a part from Ford, and you could have a part from Willys and Kaiser, and put them all together and have a Jeep. So that's the way it was, and that's one of the reasons why we won World War II. But if you look at Ford today, it's absolutely miserable. There's an image on the internet right now that shows the display screen of a Ford vehicle where a software update had been applied, and then what happened next was the screen would say, the update was unsuccessful, bring your vehicle to a dealer, have it towed to a dealer, and then below that are the instructions for the tow truck operator to bring your vehicle back. So we're now talking about a software update that is like the blue screen of Microsoft. So you update your vehicle remotely, all of a sudden now you can't move it at all. Can't start it, can't drive it, can't, nothing. That's what we're talking about. And that is what has happened to the automotive industry. And Ford is particularly problematic in this regard. Absolutely. Kyle, we were working on a Ford truck yesterday here at the shop. And it was a misfire. And we put our computer diagnostics on it, and it said, yeah, there's a misfire on this particular cylinder. So that's the first time we've seen that exact problem. So we do the research, and it says, yeah, this can be caused by a spark plug crack in the insulator. Now, I have seen insulators crack on the inside of the combustion chamber. I've seen that. I've seen a little chip come off. Yeah. But what I've never seen is the outside of the combustion chamber, where the spark plug boot and wire attach, where there's a hairline crack vertically. So from, you know, the shell of the spark plug, where the, you know, the metal part where you put your socket, going vertically up toward the connection tip, where there's a hairline crack, which led the electricity to fail and short out. I've never seen that before.
Really?
And the spark plug.
I've
yes.
seen that. I've seen that twice, Vince.
Okay.
Strangely, excuse me. Strangely enough, both times it was on auto light spark plugs.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. These spark plugs, I've never seen one of these either. This was a spark plug with, you know how Bosch would have in the old days, the white insulator with the green rings around it that would indicate Bosch. Champion might be no colored rings. Some of the Asian spark plugs might be a blue colored ring to identify the, you know, the ribs of the insulator. Well, these were a different color blue, and it had the Ford oval on it. It was labeled, branded Ford on the spark plug. I've never seen a Ford spark plug before. I've seen Autolite, which was considered Ford. I've seen Motorcraft, which was considered Ford, but I've never seen Ford brand spark plugs. But that's what failed. Isn't it interesting that all three of these are related to Fords? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yep. You know, in the thought of giving, you know, credit to where credit is due, my wife and I had to travel last week and stay overnight in a motel a couple of nights. And so we went to Motel 6 and just trying to save as much money as possible. And anyway, we went into that room, Vince, and it was literally, Vince, I have slept on the ground that was softer than those beds. It was the worst bed I have ever slept on in my life. And then the heating control unit in this town, for this, you could move it all the way to where it's supposed to be warm, and it was still blowing freezing cold until you got to the farthest, it couldn't turn any more hotter. And then it would come on, and it would blow like a furnace. Literally, it would heat the room up so much you couldn't stand it in a matter of minutes. And anyway, they would not give me my money back, and I'm tempted to call the credit card company and stop payment on it.
Yeah. Kyle, let me ask you this. I want to make sure I heard this correctly. Did you say Motel 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write this down. Motel 6. Motel 6. I got this right. Motel 6?
Yes.
I don't want to mention it any more than necessary. I don't want to say Motel 6 any more than necessary.
Yeah.
I wrote down Motel 6. Well, here's, of course, I'm kidding, class. I heard Kyle. And make sure, and that should maybe is the theme of today's class. Give credit where credit is due. So if you have a lousy experience, which is one of the things I have on my list to talk about today, don't get gypped. Don't pay for something that you did not receive, okay? So when you go to a motel or certain things that are understood, one, that it's going to be clean. And, you know, the residue from the previous occupants are going to be removed. And the toilet is going to be, you know, cleaned and maybe sterilized. And there's going to be a fresh bar of soap, and the sink's not going to have toothpaste, you know, spit in it. So that's, you know, just a few of the things that you would expect. And, you expect the light to turn on when you flip the switch. And I can understand if a light bulb burns out right when you flip the switch. And, okay, so you tell them and they give you a new light bulb or they send a guy over to fix it. But what Kyle's talking about is lack of maintenance and lack of attention to detail. Okay? So the thing to do, if I were in that position, you did everything that you needed to do up to this point. So if you have a bad experience, if you buy something that's defective, the first thing that you are required to do by a credit card company is to contact the merchant, the seller, the vendor, and say, I have a problem, can you help me? And if they say no, you say, okay. Okay. Then you call that 800 number, that toll-free number on the back of your credit card. It's on every credit card. And then you initiate what's called a dispute. And a dispute means you paid for something that you didn't get. So what will happen immediately? Immediately in that phone call, which might take about 3 minutes, is that they will reverse the complete charge of that transaction. So if it was, let's say, $80, you know, with tax and everything, that $80 charge will be completely reversed. Not part of it. Not, they won't say, well, you know, it's sort of okay. You know, you had a room and it kept the rain out and the snow out, but you didn't have any heat, so we'll give you 50%. No. They're going to give you the whole refund right then and there. So you will get that credited to your account, and it will stay there until and if the merchant decides that they are going to rebuff that. So the merchant can come back and say, no, that was okay. You know, we had our guy there, and he worked, fairly good. And so then the credit card company will take that $80 out of your account and give it back to the merchant until you say, no, it was freezing cold. It was freezing cold, and then it was like the Sahara Desert. There was no compromise, and it was a miserable experience. And what happens is whoever gives up first loses. So, Kyle, if you keep this up, you're going to win that $80. If they keep it up, they're going to win that $80. So it depends on at what point they say, we're paying somebody to keep disputing this $80. It's just not worth it. And then, of course, you need to, you know, give them the appropriate review on the Internet. You know, give them, how was your experience? And you indicated what it was like, you know, in specific terms, you know, the heat didn't work, the air conditioning didn't work, you know, whatever the problems were specifically, and give them the dings that they deserve. So that's what I would do. I would immediately, and you've got a few days to do this, but I would immediately call the credit card company, and then they'll say, did you try to work it out with the merchant? You say, yeah, I did. Yeah, you know, I talked to Jamal or whatever the person's name was, Joseph or whatever his name was, if you have that information. And I tried to work it out, and they just flat out refused. There's nothing they would do. They didn't care. So that's why I'm here talking to
you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about that, Vince, is I went and talked to the manager there, the assistant manager of the place, and he told me, he said, you know, I can't refund your money because you did spend the night. And I said, are you kidding me? I was awake most of the night because I couldn't sleep on this thing. And we had to come down. Literally, Motel 6 did not have any soap in the room, no shampoo, no nothing that you needed. That they want you to come to the desk and ask for it if you didn't bring your own. It's interesting that they would be, you know, they used to, we'll leave the light on for you and be one of the real good companies. And I don't know what happened to them, but we needed to stay two nights in this town. And so we went over to La Quinta, Quinta, and spent the night there the second night. And the beds were amazing, Vince. Yes, it cost us a little bit more money. But I'll tell you, they had a breakfast bar down there after it was all said and done. And I mean, eggs, bacon, waffles, pretty much whatever you could buy. Cereal, juices, of three or four different kinds of juices. It was like sleeping on a cloud after trying to sleep in Motel 6. And it cost us about $40 more. Because, you know, when you go out and eat anywhere.
Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Here we're talking about Motel 6 and make sure they get the credit that they deserve. So there was a spokesperson, he's been a spokesperson for about 35 years now. His name is Tom Baudet, Tom B-O-D-E-T-T. And he would say, you know, something like, this is Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. That was something like their slogan for many, many years. And Kyle, if you would like to contact Tom Baudet, I've got his email address, and you can send him an email and get him involved, and he'll be frosted. He'll be absolutely frosted because his image is being tarnished by what you experienced. And that email address is founder, F-O-U-N-D-E-R, at Hatchspace, H-A-T-C-H-S-P-A-C-E.org, founder at Hatchspace.org. And that will get you in contact with Tom Baudet, the spokesperson for Motel 6. So the bottom line is, class, if you have an experience like Kyle had, or like the one I'm going to tell you about right now, you can dispute that charge on your credit card. So when you buy something from some unknown organization, you don't really know them very well, or it's first time experience with them, you might want to use a credit card, because you have the right to dispute the charge if something goes awry. Meaning, you know, if you bought a blue one and they sent you a green one and you said, no, I really want the blue one, and they go, tough, we're not going to do it, then you can dispute the charge. So I bought a starter on an automotive-type starter. They have a picture of a Delco Remy starter Delco, space R-E-M-Y. Top of the line, good brand, American brand. And so I bought this starter on eBay, and they shipped this Chinese starter. It did not look the same. I put it on the scale, it weighs less than the Delco Remy. And I tried to use it, and the starter is so weak. It's made in China. It's so weak that the starter, brand new, sounds like I have a dead battery. Like, it could hardly turn the engine over. So I put the old starter back in, the Delco Remy, and this it starts perfectly. You know, brand new battery. The battery arrived, yesterday. So, from AutoZone. And by the way, I like AutoZone batteries. I have a meter, a piece of test gear that will tell me the cranking amps of a battery. And I can look at the label, and if it says 610, and I put this tester on, it'll tell me whether the battery needs to be recharged or whether the how many cranking amps the battery has. It'll give me an indication as to whether the battery's any good or not. And so right out of the, we picked it up it was delivered to our spot here at the farm. I picked it out of the spot and hooked it up first thing to the tester. And it produced almost 100 more cranking amps than advertised. That's why I buy AutoZone batteries. And so anyway, the problem is with the starter. And I contacted eBay, and eBay is going to send me a shipping label. And I'm going to send it back. Now, if that doesn't work, the next thing I'm going to do is dispute the card, charge on my credit card. I am absolutely not going to be hosed by these people who are selling defective, substandard Chinese parts. I'm not going to be a victim. So, dispute. Use it, don't abuse it, because if you abuse it, there'll be a record in your file and with the credit card company that if a person has lots of disputes, there might be something wrong with the customer. Okay? But if you don't have a lot of disputes, and you actually have a case for why you're initiating that dispute, you win. And I don't back down. I just keep going until the other guy backs down. Only because I'm right. And I will not be taken advantage of. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was just going to say, Motel 6 has just lost it. When I went to the assistant manager down there, he said, yeah, well, those are old heaters, and the ones on the second floor we've already replaced, but I'm just kind of waiting until the ones on the bottom floor kind of don't work anymore before I replace them. And I said, well, I can't believe that somebody else didn't stay in this room before me. I said, this is just ridiculous, but he would not refund my money. Although he did refund the second night that we had to spend there, back to it. But he said that'll take 3 to 9 business days. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with that one, but in any case, La Quinta was a little more.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us, and Kyle, you mentioned no soap. Well, you know, those motel operations have to buy the soap. But here's a question. Do you ever wonder what happens to those little tiny bars of partially used soap that are left there? Well, the people who clean those rooms will collect that soap. And they will bring them to the office. And then they are sent or picked up by a company that recycles the soap. No, I'm not exaggerating. What happened initially, there was a guy who figured out that, you know, they're just throwing away a lot of soap. So he would take a potato peeler and he'd, you know, peel the outside edges and take the hairs and the whatever else was stuck to the soap, peel that off, That would be discarded. And then he would grind up the soap, you know, and then make it into new bars. So, but now it's become a big business. So now what happens is there's machinery. It's a giant refining machine that filters out the, you know, the debris that's on the soap, the hairs and the fibers and those kinds of things. And then the soap is mixed with some bleach, chlorine bleach, and that would be the sterilization process. And then it goes into another machine, which ultimately allows it to be poured into blocks, and then the soap is then cut into usable-sized bars. Then it's put in packages, and it's sold somewhere else. So if you're wondering what happens to your used soap, don't feel bad. You know, somebody else is using it. So that's what...
Well, Vince, you're always wanting to, you know, use less and do, you know, get by with less. And here's an old boy figured out a way to do it.
Well, in my case... Yeah, in my case, in my case, I don't leave it. If I use it, I would figure nobody would want to use a bar of soap that's used. So I would just take it back with me and use it at my place. But not anymore, because first of all, I don't travel. But if I were to travel, I'd bring my own soap.
Yeah, this was something that was unavoidable.
I understand
anyway,
that. I understand it.
Yeah, I don't travel either. It's the first time my wife and I have been away from our house in close to 20 years. So anyway, I have another product that this is a good one. It's a Havalon knife, Havalon. And it's their EDC, which stands for like everyday carry. And anyway, I've had this little knife for, I don't know, close to a year and a half. And I use it a lot. The blade sharpens. I mean, it's a replaceable blade knife. You can buy, you know, different types of blades for them, smooth blade, somewhat core, you know, serrated, that kind of thing. And I like the partially serrated blade because you can get through tough stuff if you have to. And anyway, it sharpens up quite well with just a hardened steel. But it's spring loaded. Well, the spring broke. And because, like I said, I use stuff a lot. And anyway, I contacted the company, and I got a hold of a young lady there that was very, very helpful. Give me a return order number. I put it in a package and shipped it back to them. And literally, Vince, in 8 working days, they sent me back a brand new knife. With extra blades in the package. I couldn't be happier with a company like that. She was extremely nice. And I use this little knife all the time. I figure, you know, it cost me in the mid, if I remember correctly, it's like $34, $35, something like that. I might even have got this one on sale. I can't remember now. But anyway, that was just incredible customer service. I was just really happy about that. And it's a knife that I use all the time. And if I ever need to, which I continually sharpen the blades, but if I ever need to, they sharpen really easy. The blade edge doesn't hold forever, but it is an extremely sharp. Let's see how the angle on it is very shallow. So, you know, like maybe a 10 degree, 5 degree angle, very thin blade. And because of that, it stays sharp for quite a while. I've used it cutting rope and hay bale binders, twine, and, literally cutting through wood, different things in wood, to carve different things out and plastic and everything. I use it for everything. And it just been a great little knife. Just a good, something good to have. And, you know, especially if you have, get yourself 3 or 4 blades, you probably have a knife there that, you know, lasts you practically a lifetime. As long as the company is still in business, they'll send you back another knife real quick. I mean, I was pretty impressed because it had to take 3 to 4 days to get there. And, you know, because it's back east and from where we are in Montana. And then it took, like, you know, it had to ship out almost the same day that they got it in order to get back in about eight working days. So I was really happy about that.
Well, that's great. I carry a Gerber para frame, you know, full-size para frame. So the blade is a little over 3 inches long. It's serrated. About 55% of the blade is serrated, and I love it, and I use it every day. And when I cut the twine on the hay bales, you know, sometimes like today, the twine is frozen. And what I do is I just stab through this polypropylene type twine, and it's rough on the blade. It really is, because there's some grit on the you know, the bales. They're frozen, and I just take a sharpening stone, and every few days I just, you know, lightly sharpen it. This thing, I'm thinking it's got to be 13 years old minimum, and it works perfectly. And it was about maybe $10 on eBay. I bought it used, and it, for me, this is just perfect. It's serrated, because I have that same need that you do. I use it every day. It's a tool. I carry it with me all the time. It's not spring assisted. It's got a lock blade. It works great, and it's got a kind of a skeleton type frame. I guess it's a stainless steel frame that's cut out to make it a little bit lighter. It is just, it's gorgeous. It fits my hand. It works perfectly, and I would really miss it. And, you know, Kyle, we get used to these things, and I think if I were to try a different knife, no matter what it was, I don't think I'd be happy with it, or as happy with it as I am with this, because I'm used to this one. And it was good quality to begin with, just like you with yours. I have a feeling that if you had a different knife, if you went to replace it, you wouldn't be as happy with it, because it would be different. Is that right?
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, I have a couple of knives. I am one of these guys that just, mm-hmm. you know, I have a knife fetish. It's kind of like the other day I was cleaning out the back. I have an extended cab, 3/4 ton pickup. And, I was out hunting during hunting season, and I got to the point where it's like, you know, I can't keep nothing else back here in this back seat. This is driving me crazy. And so I pulled in after hunting, come in the dark, and opened up the back of the shop, and I literally took everything out of the back of that truck. And I've come to the conclusion that when I find something that I think I need, I buy too many, or I must have had 10 ratchet straps in the back of that truck and 3 axes. I thought to myself, you know, this is getting border on ridiculous. And I figured out that I've got a ratchet strap fetish, and I kind of have a knife fetish as well. It's just like I'll find certain things that I really like. Like as an example, the other knife that I carry when I'm not carrying my Avalon is a cheap. It is a Spyderco knife. It is their, I think, called the Persistence. It is not a spring loaded, but it is a lockback knife. And this one is made, unfortunately, it is made in China. But it's got that S35BN steel, the CPM S35BN steel. And that knife just won't get dull. I've used it for on and off, cause I use, and it's probably just similar to your Gerber, because it's about 65% serrated with a tip on it that, is not, but, Spyderco, I've called them or emailed them many times and saying, you know, you should make this in America. You know, don't support the Chinese communist government. But this particular one is made in China, but it was cheap. But literally because of the steel that is in it, it just doesn't get dull. I mean, same kind of thing that you're talking about, Vince. If I've got to go out there and I'm cutting through bales that are frozen, you know, with ice, and people that don't live on a farm probably don't understand that. But you cut through ice with any kind of knife, and they'll get dull in a hurry. But I love 2 or 3 different kinds of knives, and I'll wear one for a while, and then I'll change to another one just because I like knives. I love the feel of them in my hand, and I love different kinds of knives. I have a collection of them, unfortunately. My kids, it'll be their inheritance, you know, different kinds of knives that I've got, and they'll know. But I do have certain things, certain tools and stuff that are very much like you're talking about with that Gerber knife, you know. And I've actually got a Gerber II that is very similar to that. I haven't carried it for quite a while. It's not the skeletonized handle. This one has the drop point on it, though, and it has been very handy. It's interesting because I had that knife, and I let my daughter, we were out hunting one time, and she was using it to get in and got a deer that she had. And she said, "Man, I like this, Dad." And I always have a little lanyard. If they've got a lanyard hole on them, I always put a leather lanyard on it, on any knife that I carry. Because if you do have to gut a deer or something like that and you get blood all over your hands, it's nice to be able to have this lanyard with a hole that you can stick your hand through so that the knife doesn't slip. Because if the knife slips if you get blood all over your hands, if you're gutting an animal, which you will, it will become very slippery. So anyway, I keep a lanyard on them, and my daughter actually went out and bought that same Gerber knife, and she still carries it to this day, and that must have been at least 10 years ago, but she still carries it to this day, and she's, you know, mom and wife and doing that. She still hunts every year, and it's interesting. But she's one of these that just buys one thing and keeps it forever, but I love knives, and so I always tend to buy way more than I need.
When we come back, let's talk about the Western knife. I'm talking about the vintage Western knife, which is, let's say, 7 to 8 inches long, and it has a leather grip. Let's talk about that for a minute. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A Western brand. Western is the brand, Western USA brand. Fixed blade knife. It has this stacked leather grip. So it's these rings of leather, kind of like an S-wing leather-handled hammer, just like that. And I carried it for years and years and years in a sheath. It's a great farming knife. Kyle, have you owned one of those?
I still own a couple of them, Vince. Like I said, I have a knife fetish.
Yeah. Aren't they a wonderful knife?
They're great. The old USA-made ones are extremely, They're great steel. They're easy to sharpen. I love them. They're a fantastic knife. In fact, my son has one of those that was one of his first when he was a young kid, like 12 years old, when he first started hunting. He had one of those in the, they made a, couple of different sizes, but he has one in the bigger one that's almost a Bowie knife because he used to read about Daniel Boone and stuff like that. And we found that in a box just the other day when we were going through some stuff. Relic stuff that we had, and I've got to get it back to him. But anyway, I thought that was hilarious because he's had it since he's had it for, 20 years or 18 years anyway.
Now, Kyle, I don't think your ratchet strap collection is out of control at all. I really don't. And the reason I say that is we've got some pickup trucks on the farm here. And each one of them has one of those cross-bed toolboxes. What I'm talking about, class, is right behind the rear window of the cab is a toolbox. And most of them are aluminum in color. One of them is black. And you either push a button or lift a lever, and the hatch opens up, and there's a tray in there, and you can put tools and things that you might need, like toe straps and jumper cables and extra oil and coolant and those kinds of things and tools. And we keep a minimum of six in each truck, a minimum of six. And the reason for that is if we need to strap something down in the bed of a truck, or if we just happen to quickly hook up a trailer, to that pickup truck. We know that if we're going to bring something back that is, oh, let's say like a refrigerator in shape, and although you wouldn't want to put a refrigerator lying down, but if, as a mental image, if you had a refrigerator or a small refrigerator size item that you were going to take home, you'd want to secure it from all four corners. So that would be four ratchet straps right there. And then two to go over the top. So that's six. So that's why we have six. And it works great for us, Kyle. So we have a bunch of them. And I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I'll say it. Most of them are orange in color, which means Harbor Freight. And I have to tell you that Harbor Freight makes a few good, or sells a few good tools. One of the things that I think that they sell that's pretty good is the ratchet straps. But you have to be careful because they keep changing the length of them. So some of them, you know, you may see four in a package and they're on sale, but they may be shorter than the last four that you bought. So you have to read how long they are. But I keep those in each truck. And also there's another thing that I like to carry with us, and that is a toe strap. It's about 2 inches wide. It's a yellow fabric, nylon fabric, and has a hook, a grab hook on each end. And so what happens is if we have a vehicle that just won't start, or something went wrong with it and we just can't get the engine to start, or something happens to it, but the tires are good, we can pull it, you know, we can pull it home. Now, in some states, it's illegal to do that. In other states, it is not illegal to do that. But it certainly is dangerous. And the thing that makes it dangerous more than anything else is the other people who are around you. Like the ones, if you're going down the road at 15 miles an hour and you only have a mile to pull this thing home, there are people who are going to want to go around you because they can't stand the thought of being behind you. So they'll try to pass you in a, you know, double yellow line or around a curve and get you all killed. So that's the problem with that. But we use them here at the farm to we hook them up to the Jeep or hook them up to the tractor and pull equipment around. They work great. And they're like $10 or $15. And they last a long time, maybe 20 years or more.
Yeah, I had a couple of those as well in there because, you know, pulling people out of, you're up hunting, sometimes people get stuck, you know, and they can't get out. And they get not, people just don't think, you know, far enough ahead to have some kind of a, I carry a come along and those, a couple of those ratchet straps in case, you know, I happen to slide off of the road and, you know, towards the edge of the road. I can ratchet, you know, come along myself back on and get going again. I've only had to do that once in my whole life, but still, I want to be prepared for it if you get up in there, you know. It's one of those things that you have to have. I knew if anybody would have a same addiction that I did, it would be you, Ben. It's kind of like our knives, you know, about two-thirds serrated. I find that so funny, you know. We found so many things that you and I do just over the years that make sense.
That's because they work. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.